Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Nun Zayin, the last daf in Masechta Shabbos, and the last Lamdas Shir that we will do in this Masechta is the topic of Medida, the topic of measuring on Shabbos. So this comes up based on the last Mishnah here in Masechta Shabbos, where the Mishnah quotes an unusual case, Maisa bimei aviv shor bitzadok bimei aviv shol ben bitnis shepakaku asamar betafiach. It's very unclear. The Gemara explains what the story of the Mishnah is, but there's some type of empty space on top of an alleyway. The Gemara explains how there's a dead body there, and they're measuring to see if the tumah is going to go through. V'kasharu es hamakida begemi, and they tied the pail with a gemi. Leidim yish begigas posiyat tefachim lav. They measured if the space above was a tefach wide or not, to know if the tumah would go through. If there was an empty space, a posiyat tefach, the tumah would go straight through. It would not go across. It would not be tumas ohel. But if it was too small, then it would not go through. And the Mishnah says, umidivayam lamadnu, from this story we learn, shepokakin, you're allowed to close up a hole, umodadin, you're allowed to measure, vikoshrin, and you're allowed to tie, she'ena shal kayama, Rashi adds, v'shabbos, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And why are you allowed to do that? Medida is an issa d'rabbanan, as we'll talk about soon. So the Gemara explains that it's medida shal mitzvah. The Gemara ends off the last section of the Gemara. Ula ikla be resh galusa. Ula visited resh galusa. Chazil rabba barav huna de yasif ba'avna de maya. He saw the rabba barav huna sitting in a bathtub. The kamashachlen, he was measuring something. He was measuring the water. Amar le, emar dami rabbanan medida de mitzvah. The lab mitzvah mi amar. You're allowed to measure for mitzvah. You're not allowed to measure. Stam. Amar le, misasik ba'almani. I wasn't thinking what I was doing. It's funny that one of the Amorim said that. I was daydreaming. Rashi, shalol etzarech el asuka b'yalma. I was just doing it. I wasn't really focused on what I was doing. Okay, one of the Amorim. But either way, this last Gemara is a medida and medida de mitzvah. So what is medida? What is the iser? We know there's an iser d'rabbanan on Shabbos to measure things. Why is that? What's the iser d'rabbanan about? So if you look in Tosfos, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos we had back on Daf Kuf Chavav Amidays, in the end of Perek Kol HaKelim, says the last Tosfos there, the Gemara there quotes this last Mishnah. So Tosfos says there, Gabi medida d'hasam lo havi iser kol kach, ela mishum t'havi k'uvda d'chol. A weekday activity. You usually measure things during the week. You measure things when you are cooking. You measure things when you're selling. You measure things when you're doing other transactions. It's a weekday activity, Chazal assumed, and therefore they assert. They forbade weekday activities like many other weekday activities in the world of Uvdin Dechol. But if you look in the Rambam, it's not just Uvdin Dechol. The Rambam's context, quoting Medida, L'chora, seems that it is Gzeira Sheva Yichtov, as we have many other Yisuri Durabanan. The Rambam says in Perachav Gimel, Pas Halacha Yudbeis, Kosev Me Avos Malachos, writing is one of the Avos Malachos, L'fichach, therefore, Aser Lichol Bepufa, Chayosu Abishabas Abneshu Kekosev, can't put on makeup, V'aser Lolabos Ulahalvos, to borrow or to lend money, Gzeira Sheva Yichtov, V'chein, Aser Liklos V'limkar, any type of transactions, and then, in the next halacha, echad amocher bepeh o b'mesira aser, bein b'moznayim, bein shlo b'moznayim, selling with or without a scale. U'kishem shasur lishkol, kach aser limnos, just like you can't weigh, you can't count, v'limdon to measure, bein b'kli mida, whether you use a measuring instrument, bein b'yad, bein b'chevel, with your hand or even with a rope, right? Measuring things, even with my hand, that is aser. So the context of the Rambam sounds like it's a gzera of kosev. Just one final tam, the impression that you get from the next perek in the Rambam is a little bit different. The Rambam in Perek Chav Dalid talks about mimso cheftzecha v'daber davar. So it sounds like there, where he talks about the heter of when you're allowed to measure, it sounds like it is mutter because it is chefse shamayim, not chefzecha. There's a long halacha, Perek Chav Dalet halacha hey, where the Rambam says you're allowed to run on Shabbos l'tzorach mitzvah, you're allowed to measure on Shabbos l'tzorach mitzvah, you're allowed to do anything l'tzorach mitzvah. All of these, why? And the Rambam ends off shekol elu v'chayotzi bahen mitzvahen v'nemar asos chefzecha chafatzecha asurim chefse shamayim mutarim. Chefse shamayim or mutar. So it sounds like it's not really gzeira shemayichtov or uvdin dechol, but it's a problem of mimso chefsecha. But either way, that's the background for the iser. But the Gemara says here beferish that medida de mitzvah is mutar. The Rambam, the pashas of the Rambam, is that medida de mitzvah is mutar even if it is not letzarech Shabbos. What if I'm measuring a mikvah? The mikvah is not going to be used on Shabbos. But I'm measuring the mikvah. Am I allowed to do it on Shabbos? According to the Rambam Pashas, yes. Chefse Shamayim is mutar. What malacha are you doing by measuring a mikvah? But if you look in the Ritva, the last Ritva here in Masechta Shabbos, the Ritva argues. Ritva argues and says, no, the only time that medida the mitzvah is going to be mutar is if it's a tzorach Shabbos, says the Ritva. Umistavra, da afilu medida de mitzvah lo sharinan elakshi letzorach haShabbos. V'yafagav de chashvina cheshbono shel mitzvah. But even though we learned earlier on daf kufnun that you're allowed to have cheshbonos or shiduchin or any other calculations, how you getting to the wedding, how you getting to this mitzvah calculations, even if it's not letzorach Shabbos, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So why by medida would it be limited to only letzorach Shabbos? Hasam dibur v'hiluch ba'almahu. Deshari lasos. Mice, when it's just talking or thinking, so that's mutter l'tzorach mitzvah, even if it's not l'tzorach Shabbos. But maisa mishkalumita, but an act of measuring, that's something more. And therefore, that's only if it's l'tzorach Shabbos. Les lambala mishrei kiven de'efsherle la'achar Shabbos. Because you can do it after Shabbos, so that is why he says the Ritva, again, against the Pashas of the Rambam, that it will be mutter. Any l'tzorach mitzvah is mutter, even if it's not l'tzorach Shabbos. What's nechlal in l'tzorach mitzvah? So how do you define that? How do you define that? Any l'tzorach mitzvah, let's say I'm making a dressing, or some other ingredients. So sometimes we have to measure out ingredients in order to make something. So is that l'tzorach mitzvah? Anything that I want to enjoy on Shabbos. How do you define that? Oneg Shabbos is very flexible. We discussed this a couple of lumdash yom ago when we spoke about leisure in Yadus. Remember that Trumas Hadeshen? The Trumas Hadeshen said that if somebody enjoys speaking about current events on Shabbos, that's Oneg Shabbos. The people who get together after shul, says the Trumas Hadeshen 500 years ago, and they talk about Malachim u'milchamoseihem, kings and their wars. That's mutter. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. Why? Because that's Oneg Shabbos. So again, how do you define Oneg Shabbos? Everything you're doing is Oneg Shabbos. So pashtus in that case, I don't know how direct that is, and there's going to be an easy way out in that way of not violating. But we'll get to that soon. But there are many other examples of discussions in the poskim, Utsarach Mitzvah. The Rush has a tshuva in Klal Shmini Perek Tezayin. Listen to this case. Sheila. Ruvain Nishba L'Shimon Litein Lo Mana B'Zayin Nisan. Ruvain swore to Shimon, I'm going to pay you a mana on the 7th of Nisan. Guess what? The 7th of Nisan is Shabbos. It's Shabbos. V'yira Shiva B'Nisan Bosa Shana B'Shabbos. And Reuven says, well, hey, I swore I would give you a mana on the 7th of Nisan, and it's Shabbos, so I can't give you a mana, so I'm pater. I don't have to give you a mana because it's done. Kimach and Ishpar litain b'yom yadua, v'ira oso yom b'Shabbos, you pater mishvua, I'm pater from swearing. I swore that I'm going to give you a mana on the 7th of Nisan. The 7th of Nisan, I'm aser. It's kind of like swearing that I'm not going to eat matzah on Pesach. Right? It's batel. So if I swear that I'm going to give you a mana on the 7th of Nisan, happens to be Shabbos, then there's no good. I don't have to give you. And Shimon says, no, you swore that you're going to give it to me, but what you meant was by the 7th of Nisan. Not that you actually gave it to me only on the 7th of Nisan. That's the deadline. That's not the only time. V'toin Shimon, ena kavana lefroa dafka v'oso asman. Ela shalo ya'acher me oso asman. You shouldn't be later. Ela yifrakodem asman v'yipader mishvoso. So they asked this question to the Rush. So the Rush, remember the Rush, one of the Rush and the Rashba, two of the greats of the same time period. Tshuva, roa ani, as divrei Shimon. Shimon, come on, Reuven. Reuven, you're, it's not true. Shimon, ki kavana shneim hoisa, shiye Shimon parua b'shiva b'nisan. V'lo she yifra'enu dafko boso ayom. It doesn't mean that you're going to pay. You're going to be paid by the 7th of Nisan. I swear I'll pay you on the 7th. That doesn't mean that on the 7th and not before. It means by the 7th, you'll pay him. Va'od ani omer. And now the Rosh asks what's important for us now. So what if it's the 7th of Nisan in the morning, Shabbos, and he didn't pay yet? So if he doesn't give anything, then Reuven will have violated his Shvuah. So what do you do? Va'od ani omer. Im lo par Reuven kodem shiva b'nisan, tzarech Reuven litein mashkon b'yom ha-Shabbos, shave mone. L'kayim shvuaso. What does he have to do? He has to go and take a chair or take his watch and give it to Shimon and say, here, there's a mashkon. There's no problem with giving a mashkon on Shabbos. It's not a real kinyan. You're giving it for security. And therefore, says Reuven, that, says the Rush, that Reuven has to give a mashkon. Shove the amount that he owes. Deshove kesef kekesef. V'chefse shamayim hu shiikayim shvuaso. And it's Chefsei Shemayim. What is he getting at? It's Chefsei Shemayim that he's Mekayim Mishvua. What's he driving at? Let's read one more line. Velo gara, and it's no worse, mimasha mishadchin lelameid umnis latino. Right, you could arrange learning a trade, which is also a mitzvah according to the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Mishnah there. Kol shekein mutar l'froa b'shabbos l'kayim shvuah, so to be mekayim your shvuah is a mitzvah, and therefore giving a mashkon to be mekayim your shvuah is a mitzvah. But what does he mean by it's chefsei shamayim? So the Beis Yosef, where this is quoted in Choshe Mishpat, discusses this in Simen Ayin Gimel. The Tur quotes this Rush, and the Beis Yosef says, it must be that he measures out to figure out how much the mashkon is worth. Because again, he said he has to pay him by 7th of Nisan, which is Shabbos. If he's just giving a mashkon for security, meaning it's not meant to be a fulfillment of the payment, it's just security and I'll pay you after Shabbos, then the shvuah is not fulfilled by giving a mashkon. Yeah, there's a lot of lumdis about the mashkon. Is it a physical embodiment of the chov, as is said in the Velt, they say in the mashkon lich the chov. Somehow it's the physical embodiment of the chov. Okay, you have all the lamdas, but lamaisa, if you're only giving a security, you didn't fulfill your chiyuv shvuah. So says the Beis Yosef, it must be that when you give the mashkon, you're basically giving this. You're going to collect with this. I'll have the option maybe to I'll take that back, but I'm giving it to you as a piron. See, if that's true, you have to measure it to know exactly if the mashkon is worth the amount of the loan. So how are you allowed to measure on Shabbos? That's what the rush is driving at, says the Beis Yosef, that it's Chefsei Shamayim, as we just said. Letzorach Mitzvah is going to be Mutzer. The Efshar Lomar, this is in the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Ayin Gimel. The Efshar Lomar, Sha'af HaRush Lo Amar, Sheyotzi Yidei Shvuaso, Benesinas HaMashkon, Ela Kishas Shamuosa, if you estimated it, V'natan Lo Batar Shuma. You gave it estimated as payment. Lefichach hutzrach lavakish heter bedavar mishum dechefsi shamayim hu. That's why the Rush has to say that. That's why the Rush has to say it's based on that. If you're just giving a mashkon as security, what malachi? You're not doing anything wrong. But if you're going to be measuring it, so that's where it is okay. But that is option number one example of medida shal mitzvah, which is mutter. Right, again, in our Gemara, what was medida shal mitzvah? Measuring to see if something is tummy or not. If there's enough space for the tumah to go out. That's mitzvah, to figure out whether there's tumah here or not. Number two is the fulfilling of shvuah. Number three, a very common case, is refuah. Taking temperature on Shabbos. Measuring l'shem refuah. Medicine. In a case where somebody is a chol l'shem bo sakana. Remember the four categories of cholam on Shabbos. The top two are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Obviously, chol l'sheish bo sakana, you can do anything, even a malacha daraisa, but even a chol l'shein bo sakana, one is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, because a Jew is allowed to violate an issur d'rabbanan, which is taking medicine. So the Torah writes in Simon Shin Vav, mutter limdor medidah shal mitzvah b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be modi medidah shal mitzvah, kagon. Limdor emish b'mikvar b'am sah. To know if a mikvah has 40 sah. Vilachash shemelachashim al ke'ev harosh, some type of incantation that they would put on a headache. Shelochin ezuro, person takes his belt. Umodin bo shalosh amos shalosh pamim, you measure to make sure it's long enough. You say there's lachash. So the Avia Ezri said it's mutter because you're allowed to be lochesh b'Shabbos and you're not really doing any medida. But the Marami Runberg, the Torah quote, says medamos alo medida shal mitzvah. Is medida shal mitzvah, and therefore one is allowed to do that l'shem refuah. And this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Chav Ches. The Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in 1952, b'dvar medida sachom, right? This very lamaisa, right? In the age of Corona, where shuls want to take temperatures before somebody goes in on Shabbos. It's a whole shaila. What if you could you use an electrical or even just a battery powered one with LED lights? Big shaila if that's the best one. But let's say a regular old fashioned thermometer with the which again might not be as efficient, but you're allowed to take temperature on Shabbos. So says the Rav Moshe, it's l'tzorech refuah and therefore it's mutter. But there are medidas achol ma'adei thermometer, b'Shabbos v'yantif, im aser im humi daraisa, da, sheser medida b'chal eini daraisa, says Rav Moshe, medida is not daraisa, ela b'mechatech, kishem mechatech v'kapan amita. What's the only measuring that's daraisa? The malacha mechatech, if I cut to a measured size on the dotted line. So that could be a medida that's daraisa, but that's not medida, that's because of mechatech. right? But besides that, avozulas zeh who rak derabanan, says Rav Moshe. Besides that, it's derabanan b'mekach u'memkar. Ve'apesheil is all derabanan. V'chein asur af limdod bebeisa, k'mo limdod sa'orim, litein levene behemto. I want to measure exact, you know, to give food for my animal. V'limdod kemach b'yantif, to measure flour for yantif, to bake, all of that. So what's the reason? So he quotes the Tosfos that we saw, Daf Chuf Chavav, that the Isser is Uvdin Techol. There's a Rashi that seems to say that it's Nira Kimodi Limkar. But either way, V'imkei Nimsa, She'ein Shayach after Abana B'meditas Hachom. Sha'idei Thermometer, Ein Weini Kal Medita Asura. This is Uvdin Techol, relating to a business activity, Gzeirah Shemiyichtov. That this is a different type of medida. Achu Chumra Ba'almo, She'ish Milo Lahachmir, V'rotzal Hakel Elim Chuspo. V'im Hu Limdor Ish Chole, Af ba'ofan she'eino sakana pashut shemutter. Af b'medida gemura. It's pashut that it's mutter. It's l'tzorach refua, tzorach chola. V'kol shekein she'asol ha'achmir b'didat ha'termamer she'im b'chashash yisr mamash. V'gzer shechikas ha'mamanim lo shayach. This is not reached. This is not in the gzera of shechikas ha'mamanim. Oh, you can't take medicine on Shabbos. You can't take a temperature. No, that's not shayach. Because the medida itself is not refua. It's in the process of refua, but it isn't refua itself. And therefore it is... it is a mutter. So that's number two. Litzorach mitzvah. Number one, the rush to fulfill a shvua. Number two, lirafua is called litzorach mitzvah. Number three, the sefer achinuch. Sefer achinuch writes, measuring the shear of food on Yom Kippur. We know on Yom Kippur we have the concept of eating pachos bachos mikashir. Because we know Yom Kippur does not have an isser of eating. It has a mitzvah of being in a state of inui. V'nisem es nafsho soichem. So, says the chinuch, so what do? You have to, if you, as long as you eat pachos mikoseves, eating and drinking separately, so that would be, you would still be in a state of inui. You still be considered fasting for Yom Kippur. So says the chinuch lefichach and shinyud gimel mishu chole avo bishem bo sakana gemura. Even though there's no real danger, em yecholish harbe, if he's going to be very weak, roy lachilo lashkoso maat maat kashir shamanu. Right, you can give him a little bit. But notice in revach ben achilah v'shtia, right, you have to give revach between the eatings and between the drinkings. And then he says, here's the line: Umutter lishkol ulishaer dvarim eila b'yom kippurim leisat tzarach. You're able to measure and to estimate these things on Yom Kippur if you need to. Mutav nechush v'narchik shlolechol shir. Better to eat less than the shir, and to measure to figure out to eat less than the shir. Below nachush lisser amishkal shudurabanan. Better to quote unquote violate the Isser Durabanan of measuring than to eat the shear on Yom Kippur. But again, it's a backwards way, a little bit of saying, Medida Shal Mitzvah would be okay. Would be okay. Measuring out the poskim talk about matzah and maror. If I want to measure the amount of matzah or maror that I need to eat on Pesach, that's also a Medida Shal Mitzvah. The Trumas HaDeshen, we had a whole shear on this a few weeks ago, about what about figuring out bittul on Shabbos? Isser fell into Heter. I have to know if there were shishim so I could eat this on Shabbos. Am I allowed to figure out bittul? So that's what he discussed. We had this in the sugya of Ma'alin, I think at the beginning of Perek Mafanin. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, also in Simin Nundalid, Isser shenasar beheter b'Shabbos, or be'erev Shabbos, v'lo noda lo ad Shabbos, v'shalo l'chacham, v'tzorach ha'chacham l'sha'er, im yeshishim levata l'isser, shari l'shar b'deo b'mareinav. Is he allowed to look at it and try to figure out? Is the woman allowed to look at it, the questioner, or not? Says the Shumas Adeshen, mutter. You're the Kavshar Lamevit. That's not really measuring. You don't really need to do it. Okay, there's a big discussion here, but again, he discusses whether just figuring things out, looking at something and deciding, are you measuring there? Measuring is usually with a kli, with your hand. But here, just looking at something to figure out whether it is bittul or not, so that's that would be a chiddush to say that would be a problem. But either way, the Trumas HaDeshen says it is mutter. He compares it to whether you're allowed to be matur or bechor on yantif, right? Because if a bechor gets a mum, you need a heter in order to be able to shecht it on yantif. Shmir Shabbos quotes a number of examples of measuring. A person can't go on a scale, even if it's not electric. Can't measure height or weight on Shabbos. Asur lo la'adam lishko l'atzmo acherim. Can't measure yourself, can't measure others. V'chein asur l'mdoros gofo. Right, that's the, you can't use a scale. A scale is probably klishom al l'isser. And therefore you can't even move a scale unless you need a l'sorak gufo l'sorak l'komo. What about measuring in a game? Like you have an hourglass or a timer in a game where they have a certain amount. That's measuring. Is that l'sorak mitzvah? That's questionable. Could be, because playing a game on Shabbos is not a L'sorach Mitzvah, but as long as maybe it's better to use the final heter that we're going to mention. As long as something is not exact, if you don't measure it exactly, getting back to the ingredients, if you don't put it in exactly the amount that you need, so then that is not called measuring. The measuring issue is only if it's mamish exact. But if it's not going to be exact, then it is mutter. Mutter limdo, the Shmir Shabbos says in Chaf Tes Lamed Vav, mutter limdo afilu b'kli ha-miyuchad limdod bo. Even with a kli ha-miyuchad, you're allowed to measure, kasher einu medayek b'medita, ela mosif o goreya b'ma'at. As long as you aren't exact, and you add on a little bit, or take off a little bit, then you are okay. Even if you want to give a general amount, like give a spoon, a heaping spoon, whatever it is, that would all be mutter. Either way, these are some of the ideas relating to medita on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, these have been the shiurim of Lumdis on Masechah Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with Erevin in the coming days.